Your next question comes from Craig Hettenbach with Morgan Stanley.
Yes, thank you. As you work towards the Linear Tech deal, can you just give us an update on just the Hittite integration, kind of how it's going versus initial expectations a couple years ago? And then also just from a cross-selling perspective, how that's performed and the opportunities that you have.
Okay, so I'll talk about it from an operational standpoint, and then Vince can talk big picture about how it's gone. Just operationally, I would say we're pretty much fully integrated. We had expectations to get synergies that would drive the kind of accretion up into the kind of high teens, and that actually we've actually been successful with that. In fact, we're actually a little bit ahead of where we thought we would be from an expense perspective. From a revenue pipeline perspective, we have seen a lot of activity in terms of design-ins and in some cases design wins, where we have been either able to take products that Hittite sold and bring them into our customer base, or actually vice versa. For example, in the case of the military business, they've actually been able to bring ADI parts into their customer base. And that's going quite well. I would say that's exceeding our expectations. I wouldn't say that it's shown up significantly on the revenue line just yet, nor did we expect it to. This is, you know, these are markets that have long design cycles. But from everything we can tell, just looking at how the activity has transpired from the time we closed to where we are today, we think we're ahead of where we thought we would be. I don't know if you have anything to add.
Yeah, that's good color, Dave. You know, I think we're approaching the LTC combination very much as we did with Hittite. I think with both Hittite and LTC, we share the same values, essentially. We're very innovation-centered. We've very, very high standards in terms of how we execute in supply chain, quality, and financial returns. And, you know, that's not negotiable. That's what we strive for in these combinations. You know, obviously the cultures are different, but I view the cultural diversity as an opportunity to improve both companies. You know, there, when you get world-class companies who've been doing things very, very well as they were independently, you've got to listen very, very carefully to and understand, you know, what each side has been doing, and do your best to combine the entities to create something greater than the sum of the parts. We did that with Hittite, that's the approach we're taking as well with LTC. And, you know, when I look at the combination of Hittite with ADI, for example, with our customers in communications infrastructure, broad-based communications activity, in the instrumentation, the aerospace and defense areas, it's really exciting to see how we're now solving big problems from end to end. We are, you know, we've got unique capabilities. I think we are probably the only high-performance microwave-to-bits supplier out there that can run the gamut of technologies and solve big footprint radio problems for our customers. So I think, you know, obviously with LTC, we get the real strength that they bring in the power area and some of the mixed signal areas in the little niches. So my sense is, you know, we will take the very same approach as we did with Hittite. We've learned a lot as well through the process. And, you know, we will, you know, as I said, listen very, very carefully to making sure that we understand the best practices and that we use them across technology, product development, supply chain, quality, and customer support, of course.